USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities in Boulder County, Colorado have begun investigating the origins of the wildfire that ripped through the Superior and Louisville areas. A total of 991 structures were destroyed and another 127 structures were damaged by the fire, which covered more than 6,000 acres. As the FBI is now investigating and getting tips, one of those tips has resulted in a search warrant of a property. As some media headlines across America read doom and gloom for America's children during the Omicron variant of the pandemic, Dr. Fauci on MSNBC says these numbers are being inflated.
When in fact they may go in for a broken leg or appendicitis or something like that. So it's overcounting the number of children who are, quote, hospitalized with COVID as opposed to because of COVID.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The airline industry continues to have its woes.
More than 2,000 flights a day in or out of the United States over New Year's weekend were canceled. Thousands more delayed due to the winter weather and staffing shortages.
Our flight was at 6:30 this morning, and we waited, and the crew supposedly didn't show up.
WDIV television talking to travelers at Detroit Metro Airport.
I've been canceled twice this morning, and by the way, the agents, they've been very helpful under very trying conditions.
Chicago's O'Hare International and Denver International Airport feeling the most impact with flight cancellations. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Officials from the National Weather Service believe that a meteor exploded in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area on New Year's Day after residents reported feeling the ground shaking and hearing a massive boom. 911 officials had received reports from South Hills and other areas about the disturbance. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As we enter our third year into the pandemic, misinformation from mainstream media and the highest level of government is something that can stay in 2021. MSNBC opinion host Rachel Maddow in the spring.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus does not infect them, the virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
President Biden in 2021. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich tells Fox News what we need to do in 22.
We have faced challenges as a country in the past, and one thing that we've always done is risen to the challenge because we're Americans, and the Constitution cannot be mass distanced or canceled. And it's one of the reasons why I filed the first lawsuit in the entire country challenging Joe Biden's unconstitutional mandates. And the reality is this year, the Biden administration has talked a lot about, you know, more tests and, you know, even more, you know, masks or whatever. But the reality is we need more of the truth. And I think this year we should all resolve, instead of giving up junk food, we should give up junk science. And what we should be doing is focusing on the Constitution. And we can never let any crisis or pandemic infringe on our individual liberties.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.